Our next guest is a five-time Grammy winner and one of the world's great guitar players. He and his band Dire Straits, of course, have sold 85 million albums worldwide. This is his brand new solo CD entitled Golden Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure to have him on The Late Show. Say hello to Mark Knopfler. Mark! We'll chat with Mark in a couple of minutes. Come on back, folks. Have a seat. Mark, that was great. Welcome back to the program. You were on our old show many, many, many years ago.
That's right.
Great to have you back here with us now. You getting ready to go on tour? You going around the world, one of those deals?
Well, I don't know about around the world. It's a baby one. It's only 4 months. We used to do things for about 1 or 2 years at a time.
How did that work? You would actually be away from home that length of time?
Or you do them in legs. Yeah. Just, you know, legs, and you have a break. And actually, in between tours, in fact, the band sort of breaks up for about 7 or 8 years at a time. I mean, it just
take a little vacation.
Yeah, we spend longer broken up than doing
it. Now, what is the status of Dire Straits? Now, you are coming back together for this tour, for this CD or not?
No, this is another band, but the band thing is, we're in one of those probably 5 or 7 years. Of,
I see.
The long sleep.
Taking a hiatus, sure.
But we, you know, we're friends and everything else. We might do some charity shows. Uh-huh.
Well, that'd be great. I think people would really be very excited about that. Have you seen the piano? It's right over there. Don't worry about it. Where do you live now?
I live in London.
You spend all your time there?
Pretty much. Well, I find myself traveling, chasing songs around the world a little bit. So with this record, I've been to Ireland, to Tennessee quite a lot, twice backwards and forwards, maybe 3 times. And they know me at all the airports. And Louisiana as well.
Wow. So you've been doing a lot of, to accumulate material for the CD.
Sort of.
Yeah. You know, what I like about, many things that I like about your music, but many of the songs to me, and this is just my observation, seemed like to you they were autobiographical or things that had come from your life, experiences and observations that you had enjoyed.
Well, some things. I think it's a little bit of reality and it's a little bit of something else. But I mean, it's a mystery. It still is to me. I love it all, but if I understood it, then it wouldn't really be a song to me. It would be something that you just write down in a diary.
It's sort of the dynamic, this is something that maybe like you dreamed. It's sort of that version of reality. It's all been sort of filtered.
Well, possibly. I certainly know that I get ideas when I wake up in the morning. I'm standing around in the shower, and if it's still there by the time I've finished shaving, sometimes I take notice of it. Other times, it just vanishes. Whether that exists after it, where do it go, is the question. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I forget a lot of stuff.
Especially tonight, I have no idea.
Prematurely so. I think I am. Actually, I think...
The CD, Mark Knopfler, Golden Heart, and look for tour dates coming soon, and maybe... some reunions here and there, special events with you and your old band, Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah, it's always great.
Yeah, great to see you. Thank you very much for being here. Mark Knopfler, ladies and gentlemen.